Naples Naval News, February 1, 2026. Underwater safety, Chamber of Deputies and Senate approve Law 2521. The law includes several provisions regarding the training and professional qualifications of underwater and hyperbaric operators. The Agency for the Safety of Underwater Activities is responsible for defining the training programs and professional qualifications of underwater and hyperbaric operators, Article 6. Registration in a special professional register is mandatory for shallow, medium, and deep-sea underwater technicians, as well as for hyperbaric technicians, Article 19. The training and professional qualifications of underwater and hyperbaric operators are regulated by a presidential decree, subject to agreement by the Unified Conference, Article 25. The Agency for the Safety of Underwater Activities may promote specialized training, including through university programs, scholarships, doctorates, research contracts, and civil service initiatives. Universal, Article 6. Requirements for registration in the professional register. The law establishes that the requirements for registration in the professional register of professional diving and hyperbaric operators are to be defined by a decree of the Ministry of Infrastructure and Transport, Article 21. The requirements include participation in specific training courses and passing a qualification exam. Recognition of qualifications obtained abroad. The law regulates the procedure for recognizing qualifications obtained abroad for the practice of diving and hyperbaric activities in Italy, Article 22. The recognition procedure will be defined by a decree of the Ministry of Infrastructure and Transport and may include the evaluation of the documentation submitted and verification of the operator's skills. In general, the law aims to ensure the safety and professional qualifications of diving and hyperbaric operators by defining training courses and professional qualifications, as well as regulating registration in the professional register and the recognition of qualifications obtained abroad. This will help reduce risks for the safety and improve the quality of services offered by diving and hyperbaric operators. Interestingly, Sicily already has a law governing training for industrial diving activities, Law No. 7 of April 21, 2016. This law regulates the training content for industrial diving activities and could be considered a model for the new national law. The new law could therefore represent an opportunity to standardize training provisions nationwide and ensure greater safety and professional qualifications for diving and hyperbaric operators throughout Italy.